don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about diet versus drug. Some new evidence on how your diet really is better than drugs. Also, we're going to be talking about fleas, which I know somebody will be listening to very sharply. And also, we're going to be talking about antioxidants. So we got lots to do and a big old quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer daily, and I pray for America and this nation. But you know, the most important thing about all that is I'm spending time with and just really nurturing my relationship with my Lord. And I'll never, ever regret spending that kind of time every day. It's like the highlight of my day. My day is not right until I do that, right? So you'll never regret that time. But while I'm there, I'm letting them know that we need righteous men of valor to set this nation, this ship aright, so we sail on without having any problems, you know. And I pray that we'll all do that. And people have wisdom and discernment this year, you know, as we come up to voting. Let us vote the way the Lord wants us to. His will be done, but we're going to need some supernatural power if we're going to pull anything off that's of a righteous nature. Because the world is so corrupt. It's so wicked. We need his help. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, here's some new research that ended up in the edition of the Psychosomatic Medicine Journal. Experts in Tel Aviv, Israel, did a study. They wanted to see if burnout makes people more susceptible to heart attacks. So the syndrome that we refer to as burnout, it's more of a work-related emotional exhaustion kind of thing. Workers that get burnout tend to get more cynical and frustrated, feeling drained. Professionals that typically experience burnout have some sort of high stress and emotional involvement in their work, usually combined with human services. So professions like nursing and teaching, police work, physician assistants, emergency room doctors, that kind of thing. So they studied, they followed over 8,000 healthy employed adults for 3.5 years. They wanted to determine, is there any kind of correlation between burnout and then developing some sort of coronary heart disease? And what they found out was that there was percentiles in their group, and the upper percentile had a almost 80% higher risk of developing heart disease compared to the other participants. So I guess, you know, high strung maybe personality group. Moving along in the quack report, they say common cholesterol lowering medicines do increase our risk of developing diabetes. The American Journal of Cardiology researchers there looked at, you know, medical care, pharmacy records from a group of adults that were using the statin drugs. And they wanted to see, you know, how much of the statin use really, you know, moved people into a diabetes type of element too, when they didn't have diabetes to begin with. So these statin drugs, these class of medicines called reductase inhibitors, under the names of, you know, Lipitor, Lescol, Mevacor, Provacol, Crestor, Zocor, these type of medicines supposedly, you know, lower the bad LDL cholesterol. Well, they found that these statin drugs offered a 20% higher risk of developing diabetes compared to those that don't take them. Side effect. Moving along in the quacker, let's see, butter substitutes. Ugh, I don't eat the butter substitutes, but those people out there that do, heads up, new research says you may get Alzheimer's because you're using butter substitutes. This is research that ended up in the Journal of Chemical Research and Toxicology, and they wanted to see if the margarine, you know, the make-believe, the wannabe butter, which typically is made from a fermentation byproduct, and it winds up being a diacetyl type of ingredient, which the diacetyl, researchers looked at it, and these butter substitutes with diacetyl in them have an aggregation to the amyloids in your brain, and the amyloids are associated with the development of Alzheimer's disease. So they said the diacetyl ingredient, it has the size and structure that can pass through or cross over the blood-brain barrier, and it accelerates the formation of these amyloids, which they believe is the cause of Alzheimer's. And they say they're more resistant to breaking down under natural processes in the brain as well. So I don't know. I think butter is less of a risk, to be honest, if you're going to use butter. Last but not least in the quack report, after menopause, they say there's certain foods that will decrease breast cancer risk for women. Researchers in Germany looked at diets of postmenopausal women to see if there's any foods that are associated with decreasing the risk of breast cancer. And what they found out was women who ate organic soybeans, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, had anywhere from a 17% to 34% decreased risk in breast cancer compared to those people that didn't eat that. So they say that these foods have a phytoestrogen content, and these are plant substances that they think bind to estrogen receptors in women, and it interferes with any kind of cancer-promoting effect that women may be exposed to. So flax seeds, sesame seeds, rye, wheat, oat, barley, apricots, strawberries, crunchy vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, also very good at, you know, reducing your risk of breast cancer. So munch on. And that wraps the Quack Report. Okay, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, diet versus drugs, see what we come up with here. Because America, believe it or not, America's at war over health on multiple levels. So the agency which, you know, the public thinks is the overseer of products for health is the FDA. So the FDA gives, you know, official approval on food additives, preservatives, toxic drugs, but not really overly involved that much in approving foods, spices, and herbs. So there's a big difference between the FDA's actual function and what the public thinks the FDA actually does. So the FDA does not test any product before it enters the market. So it doesn't test food, it doesn't test spices or herbs or supplements or drugs. So the FDA relies on drug companies to test their products and to be truthful with their reports. The FDA reads the reports and says yay or nay. So drugs are not supplements and vice versa. However, there seems to be some efforts that are attempting to cloud this issue. And according to Gretchen Debut, she's the executive director of the Alliance for Natural Health, she gave this analogy when you want to call a supplement a drug. She says it's like calling monopoly money legal currency. And to make matters worse, some officials like the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she's been warning consumers about the dangers of nutritional supplements. So Lynch misguides consumers by stating that the FDA does not test supplements for approval. The truth is the FDA doesn't test anything for approval. So either Lynch is ignorant of how the FDA works, or she's intentionally misleading the public. So let's take a look at this war on your supplements. But first, we're going to check this Harvard study. The Alliance for Nutrition Health says Harvard University did a study on the percentages of FDA-approved drugs and their health hazards. So according to the study, prescribed medications are responsible for 1.9 million hospitalizations, 2.74 million serious adverse reactions, and 128,000 deaths each year. In comparison, Americans take about 60 billion doses of dietary supplements annually. So the adverse reactions to supplements were minuscule, in which, you know, people mixed their supplements with other medicines or prescription or over-the-counter stuff, and they had a reaction. But for a better perspective, Gretchen Debut says this. She puts it this way. You are five times more likely to be killed by lightning, 581 times more likely to be killed in a boating accident, and 98,000 times more likely to be killed by an FDA-approved and properly prescribed pharmaceutical drug than from a dietary supplement. So the bigger, more important picture is this, she says. Despite some bad apples, the supplement industry still produces the safest products that humans ingest, end of quote. Now, Gretchen is the executive director for the Alliance for Natural Health. So the comparison is obvious, that the supplement industry manufactures one of the safest products Americans put into their body. So if consumers are taking a whole food supplement and not a fractionalized or synthetic version, well, then the likelihood of any adverse reaction is nearly zero. All right, let's talk about, well, let's just ask the high-risk experts. Let's just go there, you know. There's this whole industry solely committed to evaluating risk and putting a price tag on it. So the need for malpractice insurance was born in 1374 when medical malpractice became a common occurrence in the British courts, in which, you know, a lot of the cases were just dismissed. But malpractice law is supposed to handle fraud or neglect resulting in injury. By 1794, which was 5 years after President George Washington's inauguration, malpractice lawsuits were being heard in the U.S. courts, entering in, they entered them in as a breach of contract. So according to JAMA Journal of 2000 and the 1997 Journal for Community Health, the word malpractice comes from the Latin term mala praxis, which was coined by British legal scholar Sir William Blackstone in 1765. So according to Blackstone, a malpractice lawsuit really is claiming a private wrong is really not considered a breach of contract. What it comes down to is failure to do your job in a private capacity. So the medical malpractice insurance industry bases the grounds for damages off the medical standards. And medical standards can be kind of a cloak of protection for medical professionals under these laws. So the premium rates that physicians will pay for their malpractice insurance varies from state to state and from medical specialty to medical specialty. So a physician group can also influence the rates that they pay. However, according to MPMLC network of insurance agents and underwriters, premiums are higher in a weak economy. And according to general rates, premium rates, they can range from $20,000 to $200,000 a year for specialists and surgeons. General practitioners tend to pay less, under $6,500 a year. And as you would guess, surgeons are going to be sued at a much higher percentage than your general practitioners. And what about those chiropractors? What kind of premiums do they pay for malpractice insurance? Well, it all depends on how the risk looks to the underwriters, and apparently the risk is relatively low, with an average premium of less than $500 a year. There's no malpractice insurance for nutritional experts or herbalists because nutritional therapy or food therapy is not underwritten because the insurance industry said there's little to no risk. So when death certificates start showing up in droves stating death caused by herbs or supplements, well, then you're going to see insurance underwriters line up to cash in. Well, I think we should take a poll, you know? We have over 300 million Americans in the United States, and over half of them take supplements on a daily basis. And according to the Annals of Internal Medicine, they encourage medical professionals to discourage patients from using supplements as a way to preserve their health. They state that there's really no studies to support that vitamins and minerals work. Are they serious? Because there is a ton of research which proves nutrition is the basis for good health. And Dr. Andrew Saul has discussed no fewer than 19 studies proving a strong correlation between supplement use and reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer. So the medical industry knows supplement nutrients positively affect function, and therefore they will say the opposite. A 2013 Gallup poll showed that, you know, the higher the education level of an American, and the older the Americans are, the more supplements they seem to take. They also discovered that younger and younger Americans are taking supplements starting at age 18. And what kind of supplements are they taking? Well, Americans are taking mineral, protein, and vitamin supplements. So the poll said that 68% of senior citizens are taking supplements, and 50% of people between the ages of 50 to 64 also take supplements. And as the poll pointed out, there's a lot of money at stake. But also, the health and lifestyle of Americans is at stake. Now, one thing is certain. Nature seems to be on trial. Let me read you this quote from Dr. Andrew Saul. He is the editor of Orthomolecule Medicine News Service. He says this, NBC's supplement bashing headline article displays an ignorance of clinical nutrition that is difficult to ignore, end of quote. So here is a brief list of studies published in prominent medical journals that show the scientific evidence that supplements have a positive impact, improve, and even protect our health. So JAMA 2012 said multivitamin supplements were found to reduce cancer risk by 8%. The International Journal for Cancer in 2011 said increased vitamin D serum levels associated with 15% reduction of colon rectal cancer and also 11% reduction in breast cancer incidence. The American Heart Journal of 2011 said an increase in vitamin C was associated with a 9% reduction in heart failure mortality. And they said an estimated 216,000 lives could be spared each year with a little vitamin C. Also, International Journal of Cancer 2011 said, while the NBC declared that vitamin E does no good at all at preventing cancer or heart disease, this study found that natural vitamin E decreases prostate tumor formation by a respectable 75%. And the International Journal of Cancer 2008 said natural vitamin E reduces lung cancer risk by 61%. So there's studies out there, science. Yeah, it's there. Well, what we have is we're waging war against disease here, right? Nutrition. When we eat a healthy diet and we use supplements when we have to, well, we're defending ourselves against disease. So an industry that is supported by treating disease will want to limit their risk of losing revenue and do whatever is necessary to prevent that. Therefore, this misinformation, the lies, and the scientific fraud to protect their bottom line, no surprise at all. And to anyone who thinks that the medical industry wouldn't do such a thing, I say, you know, just open your Bible and read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And if the tobacco industry can lie about the safety of their product, then so can the pharmaceutical and medical industry. So then I would say, you know, ask yourself, if your creator would want you to rely on the pharmaceutical industry to be healthy or on his foods and his medicinal plants. Because God cannot lie. And he promises in Psalms 104:14 that herbs are here for the service of man. So we have a choice, and I think it's to thrive. My choice is I'm going to thrive. You know, and I wonder why people settle for the black box warning on prescriptions rather than tapping into the power of a better lifestyle and medicinal herbs. If nature is going to, you know, continue to be on trial by the world, well, you know, I'm planning on being a witness for nature. So when we set all those physics and chemistry and biology aside, we really only have one choice, and that's to trust in God's creation and to seek out what he created to help our bodies thrive. So it's our job to have wisdom and discernment and to do our due diligence to protect what God gave us. And I truly believe that it also grieves God and the Holy Spirit when we expose our bodies to toxins. So when the Creator asks you one day, what you did to protect your temple of the Holy Spirit, that's your body, from toxins, the only correct answer is everything I could. So call the experts in organic whole food herbal formulas. They specialize in toxin removal and immune boosting. That would be Apothecary Herbs. Their number is toll-free at 866 229-3663, 866-229-3663. They will send you a free product catalog, very informative, educational. Their website, if you want to visit them online, is thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Thepowerherbs.com, because it's all about putting the power back in your hands, putting you back in the driver's seat. You're in charge of your health and your destiny, and it's not as intimidating as you think. Once you've got the proper tools and the education on how to use them, God does the rest. It's his chemistry. He knows what he's doing. And his herbs, his medicinal herbs, have power to them. He promises that. So thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs, and they will educate you along the way. So if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for their free online newsletters. They have a couple of them there. The Health Quest goes out on Friday, and the American, what's the other one that we have, Frank? Health Quest and American Survival. That's it. That one goes out on Tuesday. So sign up for that, and they're free. You can share them with your family and friends and be empowered further, Share the information. It's awesome. Okay, so we're going to be talking about fleas because we're in that season. We are getting there, and flea and ticks, people are calling for flea and tick products, and a lot of pet owners just not really happy with a lot of the chemical stuff that they get at the vet. Seems to have adverse reactions with their pets, so they're looking for alternatives there. And there are reports that fleas have kind of exploded in lots of areas of the United States and even in Europe. Lots of areas in the U.S. are reporting flea problems, especially the southeastern states, San Diego, California, parts of Connecticut and Pennsylvania, all the ways the northern, eastern Pennsylvania, Connecticut have their problems once they warm up a little bit. Now, Dr. Michael Dryden, he's professor of veterinarian parasitology at Kansas State University. He's called affectionately Dr. Flea. He knows a lot about fleas. He says vets doubt the efficiency of their flea treatments because they are not working as well as they did 15 years ago. You know, it's kind of the same thing with, termite products. You know, they use to treat for termites not working. They have to switch it up. So Dr. Christine Kane, professor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine, said that the flea outbreaks can occur on pets being treated for fleas. Now, how is that possible? Your pet's getting chemically treated and he's got fleas. What's up with that? Well, we're told that as the warm weather, rainy days set in, there's going to be a flea boom. Uh-oh. Fleas multiply quickly. Health experts in major cities are concerned about a plague outbreak, like bubonic, because that's what fleas carry. Uh-oh. So rock squirrel flea is primary vector for plague in Colorado. And we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
How to get rid of them, how to understand their cycles, and, you know, just deal with it. Right before the break, we were talking about Colorado. They have the rock squirrel there that gets fleas, primary vector for bubonic plague there in Colorado. And the song Ring Around the Rosie, they think is, which you think is a nursery rhyme, they think history goes back to the 1700s, and it may have originated during the Black Plague. depending on the plague bacteria, the skin can have a red discoloring to it. Now, worldwide, there are like 1,800 different species of fleas. And according to buginfo.com, the largest species of flea prefers mountain beavers, and it's a third of an inch long. It's a big flea. Glad the parasites like the mountain animals instead of the domesticated ones. So if you live in Colorado, be aware that the state houses 80 different flea species and more than any other state, actually. So Colorado also has the flea that likes to bite humans, even though they are found on wild animals like skunks, foxes, and coyotes. So when the wild animals abandon their dens, the fleas scatter. They try to find a food source, and they usually jump on domesticated pets. So cat fleas can multiply on both dogs and cats. And the states that are most common for flea problems are Texas, California, and Florida. So let's see what we can learn about fleas and how we get rid of them. So the fleas have these cycles. Their life cycle is brief, but it's busy. The average flea can live from a few weeks to several months. They emerge from their cocoon within 1 second, and they inhabit its host and are feeding on it in 3 seconds. So female fleas lay about 2,000 eggs during their lifespan, or about 50 eggs a day. And the incubation time can be just a few days to a few weeks, depending on the conditions. So in ideal conditions, a pair of fleas can produce 2 trillion fleas in about 9 months. So the flea eggs can fall off animals into carpets, bedding, cracks in between floorboards. And after they emerge, they can jump to find their host. So in the larval stage, an immature flea can eat the feces of adult fleas, the dried blood, for about 18 days. And then fleas can then jump between 8 to 34 inches high. That's about 150 times their size, or the equivalent of a human jumping over 1,000 feet. So fleas can also jump horizontally and an average of 13 inches. And some people wonder how fleas can actually navigate all through that hair and fur. Well, they have 3 pairs of legs and have hair-like bristles on them to help them maneuver aside from the use of their back legs for jumping. And so what do they typically eat? Well, fleas like to feast on blood, as you know, and they can suck up to 15 times their body weight in blood every day. Female fleas especially need a steady diet of blood to support their egg-laying capabilities. However, fleas can survive several months without a blood supply. And they are pretty hardy as far as a parasite. They can survive freezing conditions. I didn't know that. I thought once you get a frost, that's it. But, Well, so when we see our cute little puppies and our kittens in the pet store window, we really don't like to think about fleas or any financial commitment that would come along with the health care of the pet. We don't think about that. We just think about how cute they are. So the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says that the low ball price range for pet owners that they're going to spend in a 15-year span on their pet is about $9,400 to $14,000. I believe that. So the larger dogs definitely going to cost more. They're more prone to ligament injuries and requiring surgery. And Americans spend $48 billion on pet food every year. That's according to Pet Products Association. So the recession, when it hits the pet sector, when it hit during 2009 through 2010, pet owners had to cut back on their pet expenses. They cut back by 16%. Pharmaceutical pet supplies, you know, well, they can be very expensive, and veterinarian care rose by 4% over inflation. So the pharmaceutical flea and tick prevention products are expensive and very toxic. On average, depending on the size of the pet, the drugs can range from $39 to $80 on top of a vet visit. So most pet owners, what they do is they search for these products online to save money, and they buy them from overseas at about a 30% savings. Now, according to the National Resources Defense Council, the chemicals that they use in the pet flea and tick products are alarmingly toxic to pets and humans. The chemicals are known as tetralarvophosphorus, which is a proxapyr. Young children shouldn't be exposed to these chemicals. However, these chemicals are often used in your flea and tick pet collars, sprays, and powders, and your kids are going to get in contact with it. So pets can actually lick these chemicals right off of their bodies, their collars, and the chemicals are a nerve toxin that affects the pet and human nervous system as well as the fleas. So if pets get too much of these chemicals, it can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, sweating, and watery eyes. If the pet becomes poisoned by the chemicals, the symptoms to watch for are muscle twitching, drooling, seizures, and death. And according to the Humane Society of the U.S., hundreds of pet owners report pet deaths from flea and tick chemicals in pet products and medications every year. Studies are reporting that long-term exposure to these chemicals in similar doses or small doses can produce a cancer risk to your pets. According to the state of California, Proproxifer is classified as a human carcinogen, but it's in your flea and tick products. So if you or your pet are exposed to these chemicals classified as an organic phosphate, it can offer significant risk to neurodevelopment problems, which include hyperactivity, learning disabilities, attention deficit disorder, and impulsive behaviors in humans. And that's according to the Journal of Pediatrics 2012 issue. Now, in 2009, the Natural Resources Defense Council published some research on the flea and tick collars. The chemicals found in these collars, just within a three-day exposure to the chemical agents, exceed the EPA's acceptable dose level for toddlers. And the EPA estimates that young children spend 2 hours a day with their pets, and it does not include sleeping with their pets. So parents and pet owners need to decide what are the acceptable risks associated with the flea and tick products. Now, the animals that are the unfortunate host for your fleas can have health conditions. Serious infestations of fleas can produce anemia. Puppies and kittens would be at a higher risk of anemia than other infections, such as tapeworms. Now, if animals eat the fleas, they can get worms. Other signs that pets exhibit from flea problems are hair loss, scabies and scabs, chewed skin, and what are called hot spots, which are serious lesions on the skin indicating an infection. Well, what are some natural solutions? Well, fleas are an ancient problem, and our ancestors would use natural plants to repel the pest. They would wash clothes and bedding in garlic and thyme to help repel these parasites. Essential oils were also used, such as tea tree oil, citronella, rosemary, peppermint, and eucalyptus. Some pet owners will feed their pet brewer's yeast or other maybe garlic to penetrate the blood supply and make the blood less appealing to the fleas and ticks. One pet owner told me that she sprinkled garlic powder with no salt on her pet and it cut down on the flea bites. Another said they used diatomaceous earth and applied it to their fur, and that also helped. So vacuuming the home helps, but use a vacuum that does not use bags or the fleas can escape and reinfest your home. So I use a rainbow vacuum, which has a water basin, and all the dirt goes right into the water. So if we had any fleas, all those fleas would not be swimming. So when you finish cleaning, you just flush away all that dirt, pollen, and any fleas you may have vacuumed up. Now, what do you do outside your dwelling? Well, when you're treating your outside of your home, remember that you want to protect your flea predators that eat fleas, like your ladybugs and dirt worms. So don't be spraying stuff that kills them. Now, if you're worried about your pet acquiring anemia from blood-sucking fleas, then, you know, use some super fortification plant nutrition. There's a product called Power Greens for Pet, and it's got some beetroot in there to help power up your pet so they don't get anemia. It helps them rebuild their blood supply. Also, they folks at Apothecary Herbs that have the Power Green stuff, they also have the natural flea and tick collars and shampoo, which has the eucalyptus and essential oils to repel fleas, but it's not irritating to the pet's skin. So these are chemical-free, plus it makes your pet smell really clean and fresh. So the collars will last about 3 months, but if your pet likes to swim, you have to replace it a little sooner. And these are not going to be, you know, chemical toxins to toddlers, kids, your pet, and it helps repel the parasites as well. So it's a really nice alternative safe solution for that. I use them on my Labrador, and you're talking about a lot of real estate for fleas. You know what I'm saying? So we don't like fleas. We don't have fleas. Of course, we use the natural oils and flea and tick products there that they have at thepowerherbs.com. Very reasonably priced. Flea collar is about $7. Shampoo is about $8. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's under the Herbs for Pets section. And if you want to give them a call, their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or visit them there at thepowerherbs.com. All right. So you got the flea and tick thing covered, thankfully, and non-toxic solutions to everyday problems there. And so now we're going to move along because we've got a few minutes. We're going to talk about antioxidants. We've been talking about antioxidants for a while. We've talked about them before. It helps us. It helps our body. It protects us. It strengthens us against killer viruses and bacteria. It really does power up our own immune system. It strengthens and fortifies it. So antioxidants are a good thing. So each day that, you know, goes by, a lot of the scientific minds are trying to discover what the ancients already knew regarding living healthy. Of course, you know, the ancients didn't have scientific terms to go attached to why these things worked, but they just did. So our ancient ancestors may not have known what a free radical is, but they do know which plants made them feel better and stronger against disease. They had no idea that the plants and herbs that they were eating were rich in antioxidants. So the term antioxidant is just what it means, against oxidization. So foods with chemical antioxidants will inhibit the destruction of living tissue that is caused by oxidization. So what chemicals give antioxidants their power? Well, it's usually enzymes, vitamins, and minerals that you find in your food sources. So enzymes and vitamins are the way to go if you want to get rid of free radicals. So your antioxidants are very important in the development of a strong immune system, having a strong defense against killer superbugs and plagues even. So remember that. Well, let's talk about the theory. Because in the 1950s, Dr. Denham Harmon was the first to seriously link accumulative free radical damage to disease and premature aging. A nutrient problem America was faced with that the government's recommending, you know, the daily allowance, the recommended daily allowance. Well, he saw that that was inadequate. So one of the problems is that daily allowance system, well, it provides people, it just divides people into two nutrient categories, those below 50 years of age and those above 50 years of age. So do you think that someone who's is like 90 would require the same nutrition as a 51-year-old? Well, Dr. Art Euling has stated that there are scientific studies linking free radicals to a decline in immune system function. So the elderly may not be eating well, and their immune system is not getting old. It's just not strong enough. They're not getting the nutrients that the immune system needs to help protect them. So there's no doubt that antioxidant nutrition can enhance the human immune function and supercharge it. All right, let's talk about chemicals helping us fight. There are several ways that we can wage war against disease. Our bodies encounter foreign matter every day. The job that our immune system has is to neutralize any foreign invaders that are threats to our well-being and dispose of them. So when our bodies do not get the nutrition it needs through vitamins and enzymes and minerals and so forth, it's not as able to stop the chain reaction of what is called a free radical. So this is a transfer, basically, of electrons or hydrogen to an oxidizing agent. All this can occur in your cells and can damage or kill a cell. So your antioxidant nutrition in foods and herbs will terminate that replication of the free radical, save your cells, which science declare as a consequence of disease. Free radicals is the consequence of disease. Well, antioxidants are really powerful, and they're so powerful, they're a natural preservative. And guess what? The gasoline manufacturers will add antioxidants to gasoline to preserve the formation of, to keep gums from forming, which could clog the engine. Likewise, we don't want to gum up our own bodies to make us targets for things like heart disease or neurological disease, autoimmune disease, cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, and so on. So what are some of the major hitters? Well, in the 1950s, research discovered that the most potent antioxidants as a human preservative were vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. Now, to be clear, we're talking about natural sources, not synthetic ones. So biochemistry was actually revolutionized by this discovery of the influence that these nutrients had on living organisms. So the industrial world will use antioxidants to preserve their products, their gas, their tires, their unsaturated fats. And that's great. But you want to use antioxidants to preserve you and to rebuild and boost your immune system and stay healthy. So here again, science knows vitamins, nutrition, supplements can have a positive, meaningful impact on our health. And when they come out and state in the news, they don't. Well, we know what they're doing. They're protecting the pharmaceutical company's bottom line. So how many antioxidants are we talking about? How many antioxidants have you in your system really is going to depend on your lifestyle. So antioxidants are classified into a couple of categories. There's the water-soluble antioxidants found in your blood and in your lipid solution, antioxidants designed to protect your cell membranes. And your body can make antioxidants, but it really needs the right nutrition to do that. So foods and herbs with selenium and zinc will help the body build your antioxidant reserves. And this is why a lot of people say you need zinc in order to, for colds and flu. You know, this is one of the reasons, antioxidants. So these minerals will help the body utilize your antioxidant enzymes. So that's important. Well, let's look at your selenium and zinc foods, okay? You can tap into the foods that assist the body to make antioxidants. Foods contain selenium and zinc, things like cashews, kidney beans, salmon, haddock, wheat germ, beef, turkey, pumpkin seeds, pecans, pinto beans, walnuts, eggs, peanuts, oatmeal, almonds, anchovies. I mean, you have a lot of food groups here that you can tap into. Other foods, in general foods, that also contain a lot of antioxidants are your fruits and vegetables, your whole grains, your nuts, your seeds, your lentils, and get this, even chocolate, dark chocolate. So I love chocolate. Yes, I do. Don't eat a lot of it, though. Green tea and vegetables, also, any dark green leafy vegetables will have antioxidants, as well as your yellow and orange pigment fruits and vegetables. Lots of antioxidant nutrition there. So definitely go for, all those wonderful like oranges and mangoes and things like that. All right. What about herbs? Are there any herbs that can help us out? Well, way before microscopes and labs were created, there were the ancient healers like Pitney and Elder and Galen who wrote about the healing power of plants. So today we know that these plants are supercharged. Guess what? Yep, antioxidants. They can help us tap into just what we need, supercharge us just a certain time when we're sick. in ancient Rome, they used a lot of herbs. They used milk thistle, ginkgo, ginseng, red raspberry, cayenne, echinacea, astragalus root, garlic, onion, ginger, horseradish, and a lot of many other herbs. Just there's so many, you know, but you can tap into the medicinal power of herbs. Herbs are here for the service of man. Don't forget that. God said that. Now, it's really interesting that modern science is focused on milk thistle and ginkgo regarding antioxidants. Ginkgo is said to be the world's oldest tree species, and science has studied these herbs for years, trying to unlock its secrets. So let's talk about your immune system for a second, because when you have fat and oxidized fat, kind of deadly to your organs of the human body, especially your liver, researchers like Dr. William Lee have studied that when you use milk thistle, it is a proactive way to help prevent fat and poisonous substances from hurting your liver. So you don't want a fatty liver? Then you definitely, according to Dr. Lee, you need milk thistle. It prevents the fatty liver. So scientific studies have shown that milk thistle is very effective at detoxifying the liver tissue. So far, far, far essential, more chemical nutrition has been identified in milk thistle to accomplish this than any other product because of the silymarin, which is the antioxidant in your milk thistle. Originally, it's indigenous to the Mediterranean region, but it's also now cultivated all over the world. The early Europeans would also use seeds of milk thistle plant as coffee substitutes. So, if you have, you know, prescription drugs, let's say you have a heart condition, you're taking drugs for infections, arthritis, blood pressure, any other chronic disease, then you're also going to have suppressed immune system function. So your antioxidant foods and your herbs with antioxidants are going to help revitalize an immune system and pick up function there. Estimated between 75% to 85% of Americans aren't eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables for their antioxidant need. So a good example of what free radicals can do to your cells is if you cut an apple and expose it to oxygen and then watch it turn brown. Hopefully it's, you know, an organic one. It's not been a genetically modified apple that can last for months. It still looks like you just cut it. But, you know, the oxygen will quickly rot that apple, and that's exactly what free radicals do inside the body. It affects your tissues that way. It breaks the things down, and it affects you. So other things that can cause a free radical byproduct are things you're exposed to, like chemicals, toxic chemicals, dust, mold, if you get too much sunlight even. And water and air pollution definitely are in that mix as well. So your diet, along with your immune system support herbs, are going to play a huge role in protecting you, giving you those antioxidants to protect you from free radical damage, killer viruses, bacteria, even plagues. You know, if you got some antioxidants, you got a better chance. So who knew that foods and herbs provide powerful anti-germotic, antiviral protection, right? So, well, God knew. He said herbs are meat in Genesis 1, 30 and 31. That means they're powerful. He also said herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104, 14. So your antioxidant herbs and your foods are going to be a huge benefit. They're going to help you through the allergy season even. So if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Ask about their antioxidant-rich herbs like their milk thistle, their heart formula, their herbal eyewash, their ginseng, their brain concentrate with ginkgo, the echinacea deluxe for sinusitis. They're all-in-one tonic to help you through just about everything. I mean, it's astragalus root. It's endless. Their line of antioxidant immune boosting products are endless. So give them a call. Get that free product catalog, 866 229-3663 or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. Man, that hour went quick. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.